Happy Saturday again, folks. I'm doing a rare little adjunct show here. It's only going to be 2 to 4 minutes, but more information has come out that you need to know ASAP. And this is on communications, additional communication channels you should open and use as the alt-left, the Communist Democrats, and their big tech and MSM henchmen try and shut down basically American communications. And like I said, there's always a reason. Always a reason. I happen to think, by the way, that one of the reasons is I have now confirmed that they did, in fact, get the laptops during the breach of the Capitol, including Nancy Pelosi's. So why don't we say that Nancy is in a panic enough that she's actually called the Joint Chiefs of Staff to try and enlist his help in the 25th Amendment. That's all happened this morning. One can only wonder what's on those laptops. And, of course, the other side now knows that our side has them, that the White Hats are busy picking out the nuggets. And this explains a lot, as I was discussing at the end of the full show today, about why the screeching demand for immediate impeachment and 25th Amendment and yada, yada, yada. But let me give you these additional communication lines where you can keep in touch with people, keep up with news and happenings. Let's see. Number one, on the America's Voice Network, go to 888-111 and type in War Room. That's all caps, WARROOM. So 888-111, America's Voice Network, type in War Room, all caps. Also, another channel that seems to be withstanding this frontal assault on the First Amendment, particularly the conservative side of the First Amendment, is BitChute. A lot of the videos, etc., and information that are being taken down on YouTube by Google and on other platforms by Apple and iPad, you can find at BitChute. They seem to be withstanding the attack. They probably have their own servers. BitChute is BitChute. BitChute. There might be, I have not confirmed this, a very small fee for subscribing to BitChute. Well worth it in today's tumultuous times, folks. Information is a big deal. Communication is even a bigger deal. That's why both are under attack. In addition, there's an app that you can download for American News and American Voice. American News and American Voice. Download those apps. That will also get you into channels of communication and information that the totalitarian left on the other side is finding impervious. They're not able to crack it or shut it down. And then last but not least, one more. DonJr.com. That's Donald Trump Jr. He has established a .com, once again, impervious to attack. Join up there, and you can get you'll be able to get messages and news from Trump and from Don Jr. That is Don, DonJr.com, DonJr.com. So, there you go. Now, one other thing. I've gotten a bunch of emails and texts saying, but Trump conceded. He had a concession speech. No, folks, he didn't. You know, I am an author, so that means I know how to wordsmith words. And if you listen to Trump's presentation, shall I call it, he was very careful. The wordsmithing was excellent. He never used the word concession. He never used the word concede. He never used the word give up. In fact, all his other communications have been exactly the opposite. He never used Joe Biden's name. He never said whose inauguration, and he never said transition to which administration. He said this: the transition to the next administration will be smooth. Yes. So I don't think Donald J. Trump has given up. I don't think anything close. And my gut level, just from all the sources and all the kind of the disturbances in the force, I realize it's very unscientific, is that something is afoot. We shall see. In the meantime, get your communication channels up. You folks in more remote locations, if you have not done so already, you might want to look into ham radios. They are impervious to attack, pretty much. And that will keep you in touch from remote locations with people all over the world. It does require some licensing. It does require some research on the type of ham radio, whether it's handheld, base station, combo of the two. That's the scoop, folks. Go USA.